94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
This interview already is giving me warm fuzzies because it has Christmas in the title. I guess what we're talking about today, really. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Lindsay.
You're at a play, the Beckwith Theater.
I am.
Every Christmas story ever told and then some.
Yep.
I am so excited for Christmas this year. I don't know if you are a Christmas person.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I have a 5-year-old, so I just... There Christmas is... magical all over again.
Yeah. See, and I never used to be like this. Over the last, 4 or 5 years, I've just really grown to love this time of year and all the events that come along with it and all Absolutely. The fun things that go along, you know, here
yes.
in the community that people can go in and go and watch. And this is one of them. So let's first of all start with Beckwith Theater. Where is that?
The Beckwith Theater is in Dowagiac. We are at 100 New York Avenue. Mm-hmm. We've been there for ever. I don't know.
Forever.
It's been there quite a while. So.
How did you get involved, put on productions and plays quite often? We've had quite a few different people come and tell us about all the things that they put on in this 2017 year. How are you involved? Do you live in the area? Try out for a lot of things?
I do. I live in Cass, and I majored in theater in college, and Perfect. So I just thought, you know, let's get more involved in the community stuff. Let's just not let it... you know, let it go. Let's keep doing it. I love doing it. The people at the Beck are just amazing people. They're so much fun.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm glad that you brought that up too, because maybe someone's listening going, I didn't realize that there was another theater this close around. I know we got Twin City Players here in St. Joe and then the Beck within Dowagiac. And I actually have a coworker that drives to Dowagiac and he's in plays quite often in productions as well. So if you're listening and you're into that, this is open. You know, if anyone's ever
looking.
Yeah,
they do open auditions for shows. They're all posted. You can go online on our on Facebook. I know they put stuff on Facebook a lot of times at the Beckwith Theater. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they post them on the website, but absolutely, you can always call and leave a message and ask, and somebody would get you the information if you're interested.
Yeah. So the new one that you're in, I guess the most upcoming,
yes.
is Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then,
and then some.
Yes. So first of all, let's start with how did this, I guess, spark your interest?
It's funny because when I was the last show I was in, one of my cast members had the script and I read it and I thought, oh my God, it's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I just was like, I have to be in this one. I don't know who I need to talk to or what I need to do, but I need to be in this show because it's so, so funny.
So you like to be funny?
Oh yeah.
Who doesn't like to be funny? Or
right.
at least try to
well,
be.
Well, what's ironic about it is I actually am playing the character that's not.
Oh,
I'm the straight character.
Okay.
But it's so fun to set up the other two and I'm loving it.
Now you just said other two. There's only three people on this.
There's only three people. Yes. Yes. We're telling every Christmas story ever with three people.
Okay. My first question when knowing that is how long is the play?
it's not too bad. I think it's, I would say maybe an hour and a half, mm-hmm. maybe 2 hours.
Okay.
Tops.
Let's go through, I guess, I don't want to say plot. Do we have like different settings and stories?
Well, what's kind of happening is my character in the beginning is more, it thinks that we're doing a Christmas carol. And that's what the premise is that we're kind of going to sit down, we're going to do the Christmas carol. And then the other characters come out and they're like, well, we always do Christmas carol. There's so many other stories. I know. Let's do all of them. So whereas my character's central focus is let's get back to a Christmas carol because that's all I want to do. That's all I'm interested in doing. The other two keep bringing other ones up. And so and of course, we're just some of them are we have everything from the Grinch and Rudolph and Charlie Brown and It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I already said, you know, Christmas Carol. We talk about Santa. We talk about the Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah.
We talk about, oh my
You're
goodness.
You're making me excited again.
Yes.
Wait, so are you going to have like, do you have to sing in this at all?
Oh my gosh. Yes, we do.
Good.
It's not a musical, but we do sing. We have little musical interludes.
Okay.
Is how they're referred to. And at the end, we do some carols with the audience because
fun.
It's just not a Christmas show unless everybody's singing.
I
is
love
it really a Christmas show?
Exactly. I love it.
It should.
So how was the, I guess, relationship and chemistry between just these three people? Is it pretty close considering you?
It's awesome. It's great. We're having so much fun. The other two people in it are James Huffman and Sarah. Oh, forgive me, Sarah Bianchi. I think is her last name.
Good enough.
I don't know how to pronounce it. But we're having so much fun, the three of us. Right now, we're still at that point where we're laughing hysterically at each other. Yep. And we're like, okay, we need to rein this in.
What's your costume's going to be like for the night?
Well, it's pretty much going to be just basic black because it's a very prop-heavy show.
Got it.
Prop-heavy and costume quick, not massive costume changes, but little things because we're going through so many stories.
Yeah. Okay.
So
this is pretty cool. So knowing that this is going to be, I guess, telling how Christmas stories happen or take place. And then I'm thinking, you already said this, kids should come. However,
yes, we
there's
do.
The weird Santa character that we have to talk about in the play, right?
Well, yeah, we do. We do touch on Santa. My character is very much a realist. And the other two are very much into magic. And so they clash on that a little bit in one of the scenes.
Okay.
And so...
So let's just say...
if your child still believes in the magic of Christmas...
There you go.
I would be really careful bringing them to see this show.
Got it. Okay. Well said. So let's talk about the shows, when we can actually go and see them.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Our opening night is December 8th.
Okay.
And we will run that weekend, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. And then we run the following weekend as well, the 15th, 16th, and 17th.
So 2 weekends. I love it.
Yes. Okay. And then on the Friday and Saturday nights, the show starts at 7:30.
Okay.
And on Sunday, it's a matinee. It starts at 2 o'clock.
Fantastic.
And we're doing something super special for Christmas on December 9th, which is the Saturday 7:30 show. Mm-hmm. All current and former military get in for free.
I love that.
Yes. We did too. We were so excited
about
that.
Giving them a Christmas gift. Go and see a play.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Come and... Bring your friends. And
so if you are not a veteran or active service member and you would like to go and see, this is $10. That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where can I get tickets?
You can get them by calling the Beckwith. You can make reservations. Our phone number is 269-782-7653.
Okay.
You can just call and make reservations, or you can buy them at the door, provided that we haven't sold out.
Yep. And then also, I know you can learn more too just by checking out beckwiththeater.com. I just Googled that and it popped right up. Also on Facebook for more information.
Yeah.
So again, if you're just now tuning in, we've been talking about every Christmas story ever told and then some, happening at the Beckwith Theater in Dowagiac. Denise is here. Denise, you play a character called...
Denise. Yes.
So funny. So yeah, I went and got her out of the lobby and I go, hey, Denise. And we're in here chatting. My character's name is Denise. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I called you by your character name. Well, your name's Denise. It makes it easier that way, I'm sure.
Yes. Well, you would think, but the script is originally cast for a Jim, John, and Michael. And we have James, Denise, and Sarah.
Uh-huh.
So our names are changed to our names. But the problem is during rehearsal, because we have James, Jim, Denise, Michael, Sarah, what's your name? You know who you are.
Yep.
So
makes it even. So is this kind of funny? Do you mind? What's the vibe of the whole entire production?
It's hilarious. You'll be laughing. You'll be rolling your eyes, but you'll be laughing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff that's very punny, I like to say.
Okay. I like puns. Is there any like Christmas songs that you had to learn, or any Christmas stories that you didn't actually know that this has taught you?
I am a Christmas girl. Okay. So I knew these stories, but I do know some of my castmates were like, all right, I'm gonna have to go and watch this and learn about it because I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
One of our things we do Frosty, and my castmate had never seen it. And
oh my
so
gosh!
One
what?
Rehearsal, we're sitting there, we're watching Frosty the Snowman. That's for rehearsal.
Great.
So,
and I wanted to do real quick. I do know that you tried to do for opening night, which is going to be on December 8th. Mm-hmm. In the past, you've tried to do like a wine tasting or some kind of beer tasting.
Yes.
And I'll do a casting call really quick. How about that? If anyone's listening and maybe you own or you work at a local restaurant or winery or brew pub, what you guys basically do is offer like a afterglow, or is it beforehand?
Usually they do stuff at intermission.
Okay, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's some sampling that's done.
Yes.
So if you are interested in that, get a hold of somebody at the Beckwith. They do need somebody for this night of the 8th. So it's a great way to let people sample some of your stuff.
Absolutely, yes. We love being involved in the community. So that, you know, will help us help you and, you know, get both of our names out there a little more.
I like it. So what's your phone? What's the phone number if anyone is interested?
Okay, Beckwith phone number is 269-782-7653.
Perfect. All right. So listen up. This is something fun to do Christmas related right here in Southwest Michigan, so you don't got to go out of town to enjoy a play. Beckwith Theater, that is in Dowagiac. Every Christmas story ever told, and then some. It's going to be pretty special. There's only three cast members, so you know it's some good chemistry they've got rolling. And they're really going to take you through a lot of different stories. So this will be, it'll get you excited for Christmas.
Yes, and it's going to be fun. You're going to have so much fun. I promise that.
And then we can sing at the end.
Yes, we're all going to sing Christmas carols together.
December 8th is opening night, and that continues into the 9th and 10th. Don't forget the Saturday and Friday shows are at 7:30. And, of course, we also have the following weekend, which is the 15th, 16th, 17th of December. Once again, Saturday's at 7:30, the 2 o'clock for Sunday. Just $10 for a ticket. That is a great price. More details at BeckwithTheater.com. Like them on Facebook. And last shout out, what day is it you're doing for the military?
The 9th. Okay. Saturday the 9th, 7:30. All military, current and former, get in for free.
Very cool. Well, thank you for coming to tell me all about it.
Absolutely. Thank you for
having me,
Lindsay.
And thanks for getting me more excited for Christmas. And just make sure that if you're ever interested in learning about their auditions and upcoming plays, you either listen here or just like them on Facebook and head to BeckwithTheater.com. Thank you, Denise.
Awesome. Thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest.